now 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. We'll be back to full strength, if you will, tomorrow, because Rich will be back. Although I think in many ways,
pretty good today,
Michael does a good job. He's a good functional guy. As a matter of fact, he's better at the technical stuff than Rich is. Rich is sloppy because he's paying attention to what we're doing more than what he needs to be doing there as the operator. Sometimes it's hard to be the operator and to be a contributor as well. So he likes being a contributor, and as a result, what we were playing on the air was what was supposed to be on the air yesterday at this time when he hits the button. But Michael is pretty good at keeping us on track when it comes to the important audio on the Good Day program. Later on in the hour, Peter Greenberg will join us. Have you ever booked a hotel that claims to be on the beachfront? And it's not.
That's a bummer.
Yes, that has happened many times. So we'll get the details of what you should do in that circumstance. Plus, Dr. Ken will join us for his first report of the week. Last week on the program, we met Dr. Pam Popper. And I was very impressed at the time. The reason Dr. Popper joined us is because she was promoting the opening of a new movie called Forks Over Knives. Roberta, were you around for that conversation? I don't think you were here.
No, I don't think so.
Jennifer, I don't think either one of you were here, as a matter of fact. I think it was Richie and me. I don't think, were you, Jennifer, you weren't in on this conversation either. So.
I was gone last Monday because I was on a flight.
Yeah, all right. So we'll sort of start over again, but I've invited Pam. I enjoyed the conversation with her. I don't know Dr. Popper other than having had her on to talk about this documentary, Forks Over Knives. But her philosophy, if you go to her various websites, which we'll connect, we'll have, if we don't have a picture of her in the contributors box, we'll have her there and a connection to her website. She runs an operation in Columbus, Ohio. And this may be another reason that I like her, because she's a Buckeye. She's done a lot of work over the years when it comes to foods. She's a naturopath, Roberta, and internationally recognized as an expert on nutrition and health. And we need so much more of that help on the radio, it seems to me. She is the executive director of the Wellness Forum. With all of that buildup, Pam Popper, welcome back to Good Day.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This is fun.
Well, I think it will be. I think you'll like the ladies that are here, Jennifer and Roberta, and their points of view. We all have different points of view on things. Roberta, for example, has never seen anything that ran across the road she didn't want to eat.
If it don't run fast enough, it's dinner.
Right.
And I'm contemplating vegetarianism, and I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. And so, Pam, let's talk about the essence of going veg. There were a lot of online chats last week, actually, with you in the focus, the going veg theme and how it connects to Forks Over Knives. Maybe that's a good place for us to start.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think this starts with an intellectual understanding. People need to know the relationship between diet and disease, because we've had a lot of erroneous messages out there, one of which is that everything's okay in moderation and there aren't any good and bad foods, and if you just, don't overdo things, you can kind of do whatever you want. And as it turns out, that's not true at all. There are clearly good and bad foods, and there are certain foods that have to be really occasional indulgences, and some people have health issues that even prevent that.
May I interrupt you at that point? Here's a piece of information I got over the weekend. I had some blood work done, Pam, last week, and in it were some of the things like my HDL and my LDL, and I'm frustrated because I've been working hereditarily. I have the propensity to create too much of the bad LDL, the bad cholesterol, and not enough of the good. So I've been working hard to take supplements, niacin and some red yeast rice and things that are supposed to lower the bad and increase the good.
Well, first of all, that's not really the strategy you want to use.
I know that. That's why I was going to ask you, because somebody else gave me a bit of information and I wanted to get your – this is for, by the way, pretty much all of us have a problem with our cholesterol.
Right.
And what you just said – is so important, and it's not what I'd heard. I hear from many people, as you just said, people say, oh, well, a little of the bad stuff. Like, I like ice cream and cake.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not much you're going to do to get me off of it, although I probably, can modify it. But there are some things that you understand intellectually, you're going to eat these things and it's going to be bad for you, period.
Well, but
right?
What I tell people is that there are several things I want to talk about, and I'll try and cover them quickly. The first thing is your heredity has little to do with what happens to you from a healthcare perspective. It's usually 2 to 3%. What you choose to do behaviorally is what really makes the biggest bit of difference, and there's a pretty significant body of research to support that. So whether or not high cholesterol runs in your family is irrelevant. The second thing is that the ratio of HDL to LDL is irrelevant. It's the total and LDL cholesterol numbers we want to pay attention to. The third thing is taking drugs or supplements, it really doesn't matter which, doesn't reduce your risk of having a heart attack or dying of heart disease or all-cause mortality. What it will do is possibly change your blood work. And so we have this new epidemic of people in our country dying with good blood work. They're successfully manipulating their numbers, but they're not changing their health status.
So they're fooling themselves.
So now we come to the place where, not much I'm going to do to talk you out of whatever it is that you want to do. And I think you're right about that, but the only thing that I would add to that is that when people are really sick and in trouble, they're in my office doing what I call making deals with God. I'll do anything you tell me to do. I just want to live. Help me. And so what I try to tell people is don't let yourself get to that place. You know, obviously, this is all preventable. So do you really want to wait until you have an event and then end up in my office or somebody's office, you know, figuring out how you're going to stay alive?
So what I want to find out from Pam Popper and what Roberta and Jennifer are thinking, because I know them very well, they want to know what you do. They want to know about your life. They want to know about what you eat and when you saw the light. So as we get to know Dr. Pam Popper, who will be with us every week at this time, I think it's important for us to have her message to add to all of the other collective wisdom that you get, whether it's here or elsewhere. And you weigh all of that stuff, which is what she's happy to tell you you can do. But if you don't want to end up in a chair or someplace where, as she just said, I thought that was a wonderful expression, you're making a deal with God. Maybe there's some stuff here that you can glean that'll help you out, because I really am interested in you having a better life. That's one of the real precursors of this program. So we continue in a moment with Dr. Pam Popper. Speaking of what you can do and choices that you can make, we have on this program lots of ways to help you look your best. And two of them are products that come from the same company, a company called New Vitality. Both were developed by a fellow who is a practicing practitioner. Good, Doug. He's a practicing knife and what is that name of that show? Nip and Tuck guy.
Nip and Tuck.
He's not that kind of a knife. Although, Pam, that's, by the way, that's part of the sort of the focus of Forks Over Knives. Forks eat the right stuff over using a scalpel to fix you having serious operations, et cetera, et cetera. That's what that is all about. Well, the scalpel here is used to fix your skin or cosmetically do stuff. How many of you have thought about going under the knife or who have actually done under the knife? Roberta's done all of that. Don't need to. The guy who uses the knife says use Tautenol to protect your skin during the daytime, or use Night Skin to replenish and re-moisturize your skin at night. The two products together work wonders. Increased skin sensitivity. You've got aging problems or things that you're thinking about. This is not like Botox, not like a chemical peel, not like an injection. This is stuff you apply to your skin, and it does wonders. You'll find out when you try it. You can get some free Tautenol and a free bottle of Night Skin. Call the operator at 800-607-7078 and ask for the full details on how you get a full facial at night while you sleep with Night Skin, and how much better your treatment will be with the use of Tautenol to protect your skin in the daytime. Call now, 800-607-7078. Free bottle. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. For a free bottle of Night Skin and Tautenol, you get a couple of different things with that product when you order it. Both of them at the same line, 800-607-7078.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top!
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-carat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. You can check out Dr. Barbara, as I said, at her the Wellness Forum website. We're talking about food and stuff. All right, so I'll be enthused, and so will Roberta and Jennifer and Richie. And sometimes they get out of the way when they know they can hear in my voice that I'm all excited about having somebody like you on.
Well, I'm excited to be here because I'm really passionate about spreading the word about this. I think that every time I see somebody who thinks that I'm stuck with my health condition because it runs in my family and all I can do is take drugs and mitigate my symptoms, I mean, that's a person I want to get a hold of and say, listen, your family history doesn't make much difference at all. Your health picture can be changed, and not only can it be changed by adopting the right diet, but it can be changed rapidly. I've done what we call immersion programs where we get people in a residential setting for a week and show them how to change their diet. We've seen their cholesterol drop up to 60, 80 points in 4 and 5 days.
Say that again.
We've seen people drop their cholesterol by 60 to 80 points in 4 or 5 days.
How?
Whoa.
But using diet only.
Diet, what's the diet?
For people that are interested in those types of health improvements, it's a totally plant-based diet where your four major food groups are whole grains, legumes, fruit, and vegetables.
Grains, legumes, so we have like...
beans.
Right.
Lots
grains.
Of rice and beans and steamed vegetables.
Now,
and
okay,
salad.
So here's what somebody else told me over the weekend, that if I eat those things, they turn into, they're sugars, and they become carbohydrates, and I can't possibly lose, or not lose weight, I can't possibly change my LDL by having more carbohydrates.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the thing I always tell people is 2 billion Asians didn't get that memo. They stay lean and healthy on this diet.
Nice.
All those Northern Africans, they didn't get the memo either.
No. So,
and that's a common misconception. The healthiest people on the planet live on a very high carbohydrate, starch-based diet.
Yeah.
And the reason for it is not health. I mean, a bunch of people didn't get together in the middle of China and put together a good diet,
yeah,
say, let's go tell the others. They're poverty-stricken, so they live on locally grown cheap foods, and rice and potatoes and vegetables are locally grown cheap foods. But the result is that their health is excellent. And so what we suffer from in this country is what are called diseases of affluence. People can afford to buy bad food, and
right,
they do, and they live on it, and they have health consequences. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that you talk about eating these carbohydrate foods, and they turn to glucose in the system. It's exactly what you want. It's the energy currency of the body. And when you eat a lot of fat and protein, your body really has little use for an excess of protein and fat. So it stores the fat, and it tries to convert the protein to carbohydrate by releasing nitrogen. And nitrogen's a kind of toxic substance.
Awesome.
When it's loose in your body.
Yeah.
And it causes toxic byproducts like ammonia and urea, and
right,
the kidneys and liver have
urea to is what we use to fertilize the fields. All right, so here is the tone we're setting. Dr. Pam Popper with us every week at this time. Check out her site, wellnessforum.org. Thanks, Pam.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Trying to figure this out here. Jennifer Love Hewitt has been ridiculed because she, what, doesn't have a good body? What
they because ridiculed? She's a huge size 2.
Right. Yeah. She's huge in the right places, you mean?
She's got a great body. She's got big, you know, tatas, and then everything else is pretty
what
small.
What is a, wait a minute, what's a you know tata? Huh.
A you know tata? You know tatas.
You know tatas.
Bo no tata.
Bo no tatas.
I think.
Boobies.
Grow up, will you please?
Doug Stepman's good day.
You'd think that people who've been married twice, and especially the last one unsuccessful, would not be so anxious to get married again. Not so with Paul McCartney. Crank it up, Michael.
Believe it.
Yeah. Crazy.
My mom's crying again.
He's 68 years old. What the heck is he getting married again?
He's marrying what? How? She's not that old, though. She's
51.
Like 51. It's not bad.
4 years, his girlfriend. Nancy Shevel is her name. He's getting married again. The ring has been presented. It's all very exciting. So we all know what happened with the one-legged Heather Mills.
Wow.
She just hopped right out of his life.
Oh, nice of her. And you thought mine was politically incorrect.
He left her without a leg to stand on.
Good God.
Hey, you started. I'll finish.
That's right. I'm responsible. I'm at fault here. So Paul McCartney taking another shot at marriage. You'll see in People magazine this week that he's gotten engaged to this woman he's been with for... pretty much he met her right after the Heather Mills thing ended in 2008. So, anyway, I haven't seen a picture. What'd she look like? Anybody seen a picture of her? She's a brunette?
Yeah, he never goes for those.
But is she attractive? Is she?
She's very attractive.
Typical. She looks very New York-y.
Yep. Is she an American or is she Brit? American or Brit?
No, she's a New Yorker.
Is she?
Yeah.
How'd they meet?
Match.com.
No.
Craigslist. Under personal.
No, come on. Somebody figure out how she's been here, will you please? Meanwhile, that's one milestone, a number of milestones to talk about, including the anniversary tonight of the beginning of the 25th year of a radio program, which, interesting how this is such a small business. I've only met this woman once in my life, but she was created by, and I mean that truly, she was created by a guy that I used to work with and for, who's still my friend, a guy named Ken Spitzer, who ran a couple of radio stations here in Boston.
Ken Spitzer. Doug Stephan says he loves you.
Right.
He's sending this one out for you.
Yeah.
Here's Celine Dion.
Okay. So if you don't know who Delilah is, she is the top-rated syndicated program at night, heard on a couple of hundred programs. She started working for Spitzer. She was working in Boston, and the guy that was running there, she was on a competing station in Boston to a station that had the usual night, what do they call it, pillow talk or that kind of stuff. So the guy who was controlling the station in Boston had a station belonging to the same group in Philadelphia, got the station in Philadelphia to hire her and get her out of Boston, paid her more money to go to Philadelphia, get her out of town. So then she started to syndicate her program through my friend Spitzer and then get back in Boston again on the other station as a syndicated personality. Anyway, Kenny sold her to a company in Seattle that syndicated her for a long time, sold the program there. And then she was up, her contract was up, and she got a bit away from various sources by Premier, which is the largest syndicator, paying her $10 million a year for her storytelling, her sympathetic listening, and her encouragement, but she doesn't know how to use the word good. More details, more milestones coming up on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever booked a room at a hotel that claims to be beachfront, only to find out that you have to cross a major thoroughfare to even see the beach? Here's how you can avoid those places. First, decide on your own definition of beachfront. Are you looking for a room with a view or a property that actually sits on the sand? Your best bet, of course, is to pick up the phone and call. Ask detailed questions like, is there a road between the hotel and the beach? And literally, how many steps to the beach are we really talking about? A site called thebeachfrontclub.com defines true beachfront as hotels that have no roads or motorized traffic between the rooms and the sand or the water. They use GPS and satellite images to show the hotels that actually meet that definition. But whatever you do, don't rely on the property's own website to make that decision. It's far too easy to doctor photos and use misleading brochure language to entice guests who don't ask the right questions. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
It's 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few moments to talk about the Daily Dose, important medical information. Get your week started out properly. We have, in the last few minutes, been discussing milestones. As all of us go through the various ways that we find out what's going on in the world, the various web sites that I go to, I check the local sites and the national sites and the story sites and even the horoscopes. Once in a while, I make reference to it, but just sort of to set the tone. Things going on today, obviously continuing discussion of the bin Laden raid and the videos. So I went to MSNBC's website, as I am often wont to do. And in the first frame that I see is a picture of what has been described, at least the caption under it, struggle continues in Tunisia, birthplace of Arab revolutions. I'm not one necessarily to promote another website. If we'd have been really smart, we'd have put a link up to this, but we're not that smart.
It's too funny, though.
So, well, it's also too funny. It's also bad management that I didn't have anybody run to put this on the website. I don't know, Jennifer, you can do that or not, but try it and see what happens. I know better than to ask Roberta, and if she's not here, he could probably do it. So what we did is stumble across this picture of what probably would be considered. You got two guys in the picture, one of them whose face you can kind of see holding up a knife, got a mask on his face, and the assumption is he's a terrorist and a revolutionary or whatever. And in between the guy whose face we can't see and the guy who's got the mask on, we can see his eyes, is a picture of what one would swear is Barack Obama.
Right? Oh, it looks just like him.
If you look at this picture, it is, these the conspiratorialists, when they see this, will have a
long-lost brother
with this. Yeah, his long-lost brother. See, we told you he was a Muslim terrorist. Look at this guy, his twin, who is there. Who knows what this guy's protecting, but it's uncanny.
It's uncanny. I can't help to think that somebody at MSNBC
Photoshop?
Did this on purpose. No, did this on purpose.
Well,
because this is not a huge story. Why would it be given the upper two-thirds of the website, which is the prime
above
real estate?
Above the fold, if you will.
Right, that's
of the newspaper.
Prime real estate on a website, is the upper, or on a newspaper, the upper right-hand story is the most important story.
So are we the only ones who've seen this so far? Somebody else must have seen this and made mention of it on the air, would you have thought?
Because it looks just like it.
Exactly like.
When I first saw it, I went, huh?
Yeah, right. So make sure we get that in the photo gallery, too, Jennifer, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of Barack Obama
in Tunisia.
Tunisia protesting. Some way, some kind of.
Some way, anyway. Somehow.
Right. So then let's see. What else do we have that's on the MSNBC? As long as we're here, might as well see what else there is that is of interest.
Meredith Vieira to leave today.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
And then there's the teen suicides, how two teen suicides alerted the rest of us to a crisis. Mexicans marched against the drug war. A lot of Mother's Day stories. 1 in 38 in South Korea have autism. They must be getting those shots, too.
Mm-hmm.
A man banging on plane's cockpit door subdued as the plane that came down, the Continental plane landed in St. Louis on its way to Chicago from Houston. Brilliant. Okay, anyway, so that stuff, we've talked about most of that stuff.
Ooh, Italy yanked the Jersey Shore filming permits.
Yeah, they were.
What
they
a
were,
shock.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they were going to go to some college, I think. Didn't we talk about that last week? Jennifer, nobody was here with me last week.
Oh,
I remember talking about
coming for shooting at some of Florence's historic landmarks.
Yeah.
But they're living in some dumpy apartment. Did you see the pictures of it?
Right. All right, so anyway, that's the picture photo of the day. Check that out. At when we're smart enough to get it at DougStephan.com. Otherwise, you can go to MSNBC. The milestones. We were talking about the engagement and pending marriage. Paul McCartney ready to make the third trip down the aisle. Nancy Shevel. I have not looked her up yet, but I do have the story on Delilah. We were talking about Delilah and how she is now entering her 25th year as a nighttime host. I was telling you the story of how she started in Boston. She's been married, speaking of being married, she's been married 5 times. And I think she has a child or two from each of those engagements. So she's adopted a lot of children. I think she has 11. I'm not sure. She may have 8, but as many as 11 children. When I met her, the time I met her, I was taken back. She just somebody that grabs you. And she's very attractive in a very warm, homey, wholesome sense. Very attractive lady. Because of all of the things in her life that seem to have been a challenge to her, she has become, I don't know if she's, some people refer to her as a 12-stepper. I don't know if that's fair or not. What do we know about people who are 12-steppers? They use their experiences and make good stories out of them.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what she brings.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a bad thing either. I think she's got a very interesting persona. If you're looking for something tangible out of listening to her, you won't get it because that's not what she does. She listens to people tell why it is they love somebody. And, when people ask her how she is, she says, good. And that sends me. Usually I hit the button when I hear that and I hear her say good. When anybody says that, but especially her, the way she says it, it's just as easy to use the right English. She has a very interesting situation in that the radio program is done from her home in Seattle. I set up a studio for her to be connected with the main studio, I think down in Los Angeles, not exactly sure. But she does it a lot the way I do, except she has a producer in her home with her. And they start with the calls at 7 o'clock East Coast time, which is 4 o'clock her time. And they take in hundreds, literally hundreds of calls. And she doesn't even have to do it. She does it most every night for a while. But she doesn't have to do it because the calls come in. She'll have the conversation. I'll find something special. Well, they put together, they have thousands of these intros. And unless it's for a specific time, for example, like Mother's Day on Friday or whenever it is, the show is aired 7 nights a week. And what happens is that these calls, as they come in, they take them, they record a conversation, and then they decide which ones they want to put on the air. So Delilah can sit there for as little as an hour or as long as 3 hours or 4 hours, as long as she wants to, and record conversations. And then the producers take the conversations and apply the music to those conversations, and that's how the show is produced.
Emily, hi. Thank you for calling The Delilah Show. I understand you've got some exciting things you're looking forward to in the future.
Yes. I was accepted into nursing school, and it was my top choice. So I'm looking very much forward to going. And it was really an unbelievable experience even to get in, because they're very hard to get into, and it's something I wanted to do my entire life. So I wanted basically just a song to, I don't know, something kind of inspirational, I guess.
Something that's inspiring, something that'll give you courage to face tomorrow and all the challenges that lie ahead, but you're so excited.
Exactly.
Well, good luck in nursing school. I know it's going to be tough, and you're going to have to stay up at night studying, listening to moi. Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
I'll be there for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay. That's it.
There you go.
That's the show.
That's it.
She has created a successful national brand basically doing nothing. She has a very good, wonderful voice. She has a very warm personality. She is a very likable woman. I will tell you that the success of this show confounds most people. Because it's literally a show about nothing. Zero.
Well, not really.
Well, it means love and it's connect. But you know what I'm saying? Substantively. And
right.
She's got it knocked so
talking.
That she's down to the point of being able to record all these calls, have a couple of producers put it all together, and that's it. God bless her for creating something that she can make a very good living doing. And, I mean, I say this because it's true. She has done a very good job out of creating something from thin air. And nothing that you couldn't have done, Roberta, if you'd have had the idea,
mm-hmm.
or Jennifer, you couldn't have done it, but she had the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had Spitzer, the fellow I was talking about before, who is a brilliant marketer, got her into lots of stations, and then got her in front of another friend of mine named Edie Hilliard, who ran a company called Broadcast Programming in Seattle, and they bought the show from Delilah and Kenny. They were partners. And so it's been one really good ride for Delilah, who starts 25 years this week.
Wow.
So as she starts, another guy who's been on the air for 30-some-odd years stops. Last Friday, in the Milestone Department, was the last day Charles McCord was on the Imus in the Morning program. They'd been together, I think, 32 years, 34
long,
years.
Long time.
Something, you know, they started WNBC together. And McCord is the consummate sidekick. Consummate radio guy, knew exactly how to push Imus's buttons without going overboard.
Yep.
Pretty much the McMahon to Carson mm-hmm. thing, mm-hmm. I think. I
yep.
mean, that's always what I thought of. I have only met him once. I've actually only met Imus once.
I worked with both of them.
I know. And you didn't like working with Imus, but you like working with McCord.
And actually, McCord is the one who got him into trouble for making that remark about the women's basketball team.
Really?
Really, yeah. McCord was the one who
kind of egged him into it.
Who kind of egged him into it.
Yeah, right. So he's gone. And I can't help but think there's something going on there somehow or other. Either his health is a problem or he knows that Imus isn't going to re-up or something. But otherwise, why would he leave a gig that paid him as handsomely as it did? He and, by the way, the same with Robin Quivers, who said last week that she was going to do a television show and that she was going to be, this was her last go around with
Howard.
Howard, or maybe even she might leave early. Yada, yada, yada. I don't know why. I mean, they're only doing three shows a week now.
Yeah.
3 hours.
I mean,
it's not like it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, as with McMahon's thing, the negotiation, McMahon never knew what he was going to get paid. He never knew what the contract was. He always went and signed it. He got a percentage. And rumor had it that it was anywhere from 10 to 20% of what Carson got. Whatever it was, he got a percentage of what Carson got, and that was the deal. And the exposure that made him a very wealthy man because he could trade on being on the Tonight Show and make a lot of money doing a lot of other things. The same has been true for Robin and for McCord. McCord, you know, all the industry is always full of these rumors. How much money did they make? McCord, $700,000 to $800,000 a year. Supposedly Robin used to make $800,000. Now it's $8 million. Who knows? But at any rate, you got a little clip of McCord there, I think, Michael.
Thank or should we just continue, Charles?
If you would like.
Well, I know that, Charles. I'm asking
well, what
for your
do you want to do for crying
well,
out
no,
loud?
I mean,
how's that, how in
here's
the
how
hell
stupid
is that
you
my
are.
Decision?
You give the, you offer the, here's how stupid you are.
Oh, near.
I'll say to you, you'll say, well, it's up to you. Well, we already know it's up to me, Charles. Well,
at that moment, for God's sake, how am I supposed to know how you want to conduct the program when you've already said we're nearly out of time? Whatever you want to do, it's not up to me. It's not up to me.
You may have
it's
a heart problem after all these
to
years.
Me. Oh, I have no decision-making capability in this program.
I can imagine me conducting this program
that
way.
Sometimes for God's like sake, that how is that difficult to understand? It's not up to me.
Oh.
What?
It's to me. How is it up to me?
It's no wonder he looks like he's about ready to blow away.
Why is that my decision? How is it my decision?
All right.
This poor guy just laughs.
I would, but McCord's a good newsman. He was a good guy, wasn't he, Roberta?
He was excellent newsman.
Yeah. Anybody, excellent he's a good, newsman. He was a good guy, and he knew how to play this thing with IMIS.
My decision.
No, no.
She looks like he's going to have a heart attack or like a stroke.
All right. Speaking of heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Ken joins us in about 30 seconds with today's daily dose of important medical information here on Good Day.
Say to me, it's whatever you want.
All right, okay.
Wearing glasses with Frizzell lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, Doctor. I don't know how
this is
going to
be fun.
Yeah.
There's a little foreshadowing for you guys.
See, what happens...
Want to play the IMUS thing again?
For whatever the reason... Dr. Ken is often on his way to the hospital. He has the weekend emergencies and stuff. More people have heart attacks on Monday, apparently, and over early in the morning. So Ken's on his way to the hospital, and he's on his cell phone, and it isn't a great connection. So for the last 4 minutes, he's been saying to Michael in the control room, can you hear me? And Michael's been saying, can you hear me? So, Ken, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, doctor?
Hi, I can hear you guys fine.
All right, okay, that's good. All right, so... Dr. Ken is brought to us by the folks who have made it their business to help you go pain-free. And at this hour or any hour, if you're thinking about your pain, you need to go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salon Pause, because this is approved by all the various regulating agencies for sure, Ken. But why do you recommend Salon Pass at your practice?
I recommend Salon Pause, Doug. It's the first patch for pain approved by the FDA. You don't have to take a pill that's going to go and irritate your stomach or your intestines. It goes right to the source of pain. It's effective for up to 12 hours. And unlike putting salves on your skin, it's not going to create a big mess.
Right. No grease. Gets to the bottom line quickly. So Salon Pause, get the clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Let me say that in a quick sentence. Clinically proven pain-fighting patch at drkenshow.com. Look for the Salon Pass button and get a free one sent to you. All right, so what's the big story today, Ken?
This digestive meeting in Chicago this past weekend and all week. So you can hear a lot about the stomach and the intestines. The big news is that even 1 hour of light exercise a week can help reduce the risk of polyps. The other big news is that a lot of people, even if they're not yet having symptoms, can benefit from a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, or rye, and also celiac disease, which is all related to this gluten, is more common in kids born in spring and summer.
Wow. Spring and summer baby. Well, I'm a November baby, and I've got it, so I'm the exception to the rule. But that's fascinating stuff. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Great stuff. I love this. Why Should I Worry? Billy Joel from Disney's Oliver and Company. In addition to this song, Billy Joel provided the voice of the Dodger in Disney's animated take on Oliver Twist. We celebrate Billy Joel's 59th birthday today. And who is he hanging around? Who's the latest 29 or 25-year-old he's with now, Roberta?
Who knows?
Isn't that, that's his M.O.,
and he's
though,
huge,
right?
He's huge, too. He's
large. He's gotten fat.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right. He's had a problem with drugs and alcohol most of his adult life, too, hasn't he?
It's really sad, yeah.
Yeah, it is, because he is a good entertainer.
Who's having to seeing him in the 80s. Oh, my God, was he good in the early 80s? Oh.
But he couldn't hold on to any of these women that were... He was somehow or other women really attracted to him. Is that? Do you think that's sort of proof that women really like bad guys? Really attractive women like bad guys?
I think so.
What is that, really?
I think, I don't know. They like famous guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, money guys.
Yeah,
guys
money guys.
Money, yeah. All right, so Chuck Curry is here to give us the reviews from this weekend. What did what at the box office? Chucker has a great position in the contributors box at DougStephan.com, with the highlight being his daily blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. He has comments on all the movies and the DVDs and things that are around from his experience, and he's got a lot of experience following this. He'll give us the results of what happened this weekend after we do a quick review of a movie that we pretty much every year at the anniversary of it coming out, or when it was number one, we highlighted. This movie, number one during this week in 1998, if you know the year, what was going on, you don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure this one out. For the prize, if you've never won before in Movie Moments, listen carefully to the three audio clips. Here's the first one.
Beginning tonight and continuing until the crisis passes, I'm declaring a state of martial law.
All right, you know that voice, right, Chucker?
I got it.
You got it already? Roberta, you have got it? No, of course not.
I have it.
Yep, okay, next clip for Roberta.
If she knows, how long can it be before CNN or the Post breaks the story?
All right. You know the story? But this is about a trip, Roberta. Yeah. Does that help you any?
He made a good president until all that granddaughter news broke.
Yeah, he did make a good president. 800-510-8255. All right, last chance.
Cities fall, but they are rebuilt. And heroes die, but they are remembered.
All right. Roberta still hasn't got it.
Mm-mm.
All right. Everybody else does, though. 800-510-8255. Chuck will have the box office totals for us in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
All right, don't disappoint me. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Somebody's got to know the right answer. That is one of the easiest movies to identify in modern history. Number one movie this week in 98. Just think back through. Still don't have the right answer. You have a shot at 800-510-8255 while Chucker goes through the totals. Now, you told me you expected this, although I thought we said on Friday that Fast Five would be number one and Thor would be number two. Didn't happen that way.
No.
No, no. I mean, I thought Thor would be number one. I predicted a $65 million opening on Friday. It did $66 million in business. They got a B-plus cinema score, which means audiences liked it.
Yeah.
It's done $242 million worldwide. But the bottom line, these films, these summer films, are very expensive.
You talking about Thor?
Yeah, Thor.
It's already done. It did $250 million in a week around the world?
It actually opened the week before last. Overseas, but it's done $242 million worldwide.
Good God.
The production budget probably close to $200 million, and the studio, I would expect, worldwide. Probably
so who is this Channing, what's his name, Channing Tatum, is he in this?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's in another one of these. Who's in this?
His name is Chris Hemsworth.
Right. Nobody knows who he is. All right, give us the other rundown quick. We only have a few seconds.
Fast Five plays second, $32 million. $139 million in 2 weeks to release. Jumping the Broom with Angela Bassett plays third, $13.7 million. Budget of just $6 million. Uh-huh. Something Borrowed with Kate Hudson plays four, $13.1 million. And Rio round out the top five.
All right. Let's see here. Deborah, what's the name of the movie?
Armageddon.
No, not Armageddon. All right. Make it quick, Mike.